T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back to the show. Mike Lombardi, waiting to talk to him right now. We'll be calling here in a second. Let's go to one more call. Let's go to Sean in Manchester. Sean, go ahead, buddy. You're on with Lou Christian and Fitzy.
Hey, guys. I really, really appreciate your show. I'm a first-time caller, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate the professionalism compared to the other channel with two guys that have never played sports in their life. Hmm. But I'm a homer. I rooted for Howie Long when he played for L.A., I rooted for Maloney because he was from Framingham. I'll root for Tom Brady to win anytime he's not playing against the Patriots. I'm a true homer. These guys on the other line, like the guy from Long Meadow, he sounds like he's got Irish Alzheimer's. He remembers everything. You know what I mean? He remembers. The only thing he remembers is, what have you done for me lately? It's sad.
Yeah, Sean, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry. We're just wondering if you're rooting for Tom Brady. But first, we got to talk to our guy, because our conversation with Mike Lombardi is sponsored by Zuti. You can build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Joining us on the Harbor Hotline, rather, is Mike Lombardi, the GM Shuffle Podcast. Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
Well, we're doing all right. I mean, we're like, you know, it's Friday now after what happened on Saturday. I don't think anybody's shocked, you know, that they lost the football game, right? Buffalo's a good team, but I think a lot of people are shocked in how they lost this football game. So you tell me, what happened?
Well, I mean, I think with all the things that we talk about during the year, I think it came to fruition on Saturday night. I mean, the lack of team speed, and I think ultimately at the end of the day, they haven't been able to get a stop in 2.5 games against the Bills, make them punt. I mean, I think their team speed on defense showed up, and I think the players that they're relying on to be their better players didn't play very well in the game. And oftentimes, as you get older, sometimes as the end of the season comes in, you don't play as well as you hoped you would.
Yeah, and also, obviously, your best players, but wasn't there, I think there was a drastic depth issue, especially in the secondary with, obviously, Mills.
Being out.
Jalen Mills.
Jalen Mills
COVID,
being out with COVID, and then you just had a bunch of guys out there that just couldn't keep up. Do you think that's part of the problem also?
I think there was the front seven. I mean, there was no speed at linebacker. I mean, I think that was really the issue. I mean, if it was two-hand touch, there were some plays where they didn't even touch the back. I mean, you know, that was hard. The lack of speed was obvious, and you can't get off the field. They were 6-for-6 on third down. I mean, they just physically took it to the Patriots. And, you know, the thing about that game is it's not a hard game to really figure out. You've got to get better. You know, the one thing you know about the Patriots, and this is uncommon in the National Football League, even though Patriot fans don't see it that way, is the Patriots have really good coaching and really good schemes. And when they get manhandled the way they did, then it really comes down to improving your talent. Because at the end of the day, football is like being in the veterinarian business. The patient doesn't speak to you. So you have to use diagnostic testing. Players, coaches, or schemes. Those are the three areas you fail. And that game there, to me, was all about the lack of team speed on defense. And then they get behind in the game. You know, they chose to defer. They got behind in the game. They put their quarterback out there. They throws an interception. Now they're behind. They can't get a stop. And now it just starts steamrolling.
We're talking to Mike Lombardi. Mike, you were talking about the coaching. And we were looking at this team. It's been a big discussion this week, you know, all throughout Boston. But the way the season started, the way this season ended, you heard uncharacteristic mistakes from a Patriots team over and over again, especially early and late. And when you look at it, and obviously I don't think you're going to agree with this, but it looks like the worst coach football team under Bill Belichick. this year?
I would not agree with that at all. I mean, I think they're a team that's trying. They got a rookie quarterback, you know, and I think that they make mistakes like rookie quarterbacks often do, and they've overcame it. They had a nice win streak. I think it was a huge step forward. You know, I think it was a huge step forward for their team. I think ultimately they came back with a lot of older players, Hightower, McCourty, Van Noy, Collins, those guys. You know, you're trying to get one more year out of them as you bridge together and build the culture within your team, and sometimes you just run out of gas, and I think that's what happened.
But how do you explain special teams? Like three block punts. How do you too many men in the huddle? Too many men in the field? Well, not enough men in the field? Like bad first halves, bad second halves? Like what? You know, coming out of half, starting the game?
I think, to me, look, you know, I mean, I've watched the man work. He's the best coach in football. So you can say that, but there's no better coach. And the reality of it is they were the number one special teams in the league last year, you know, and they didn't get it done this year. And I think that's probably one of the things that bothers them more than anything.
So Bill,
the fact that they had those problems on special teams, which is an area that's usually a strength.
You know, and Bill, listen, greatest coach of all time. We all say that. But is his staff getting too green? Too much turnover. Is that where we see it from?
The special teams coach was there last year. They were the number one special teams in the league last year. So I don't know. I mean, they had a bad year. I think there's no doubt about it. But I think part of the problem, too, is they've got to get faster. Part of the problem with their kicking game is they're not fast enough. And I think that's an issue. And I think they've got to improve their overall team speed, particularly on defense.
So, Mike, the most uncharacteristic part of it all to me was the fact that they came out of the bye at 9-4, and then they go 4-5. They only beat up on Jacksonville. They win. They actually never have the lead in those four losses, all against playoff or playoff adjacent teams. So it leaves us with more questions than we anticipated heading into an offseason after a season in which they did make some progress and start turning things around. So what's offseason priority number one to help the Patriots continue improving then?
Oh, they've got to get faster. They've got to get second level faster at linebacker. You know, they can't play with guys that every question, every player that they bring in, you have to ask the question, can he tackle Josh Allen? Can he get to Josh Allen in space? You know, can Bentley get to Josh Allen in space based on what we saw of him this year? I don't think so. Would you re-sign Bentley? I think you got to answer that question first. Could you bring in Hightower back? Could he tackle him? I think you got to answer that question. I think you got to rebuild this defense, the back seven of the defense, particularly at linebacker. And I think you've got to get faster in the defensive front as well, because if you're going to compete against that guy who's running the ball more than any quarterback, who's as big as any player in the league, you've got to be able to get him on the ground. I think it's a rebuilding year for their defense, and I think they've got to get younger. I think youth has got to take over. They've gone through this, you know, with Hightower, McCourty's a free agent. I think they got to get younger. I really do. And I think they've got to get younger and faster.
So, Mike, you're making me feel like this, like this is like a maybe it's rebuild 2.0, as opposed to what all the money that they spent last year. And if they're going
to, I don't think it's a rebuild 2.0. I think they've got to get younger and faster on defense, which is easier to do.
Well, how do you do that? If you do it through the draft, right? And then what's the other option? Is free agency?
You got to play young kids. You got to play. I mean, it's no different than when he signed guys like Vrabel. You think Vrabel was a high price free agent when he signed here?
So there's guys
you could find that fit the system, and you plug them in, and they're younger, they're faster. You know, you can do it. I mean, and now they're going to get better on offense. I mean, I think Mac Jones is going to get better because he's going to stay a year in the system. He's going to build his body back up. They've got to re-sign the right tackle. You know, they've got to re-sign the offensive lineman, but they're a lot closer because at least they don't have to fix the quarterback.
So the other thing is, like, when you look at the Buffalo Bills, the gap seems pretty vast between where they are as a franchise and where you are, the Patriots are as a franchise, and what the division, you know, itself looks like. So if that is what the elite status, the ceiling is, I mean, it seems like pretty difficult when you look at just the quarterback position that they can go back and forth and actually take over the East. Like, if you're comparing quarterbacks as the ultimate sign.
Well, I don't think it's all about just the quarterback. I think I was really referring to how to tackle the quarterback and get faster on defense. I think this is part of an offseason, and you can improve in an offseason, and you don't have to spend you don't have to sign five or six free agents. You can improve by signing guys that you don't know about that other teams do that are good players that you can get them for economic value. And I think that's ultimately what they have to do. I think they've got to sit down and really, really pay attention to that, because they can't come back with veteran guys again. The what happens when you're a veteran team, I think it really, this is a true indication of the Patriots, is, you know, and I said this about Ben Roethlisberger, if a player's not playing great as a veteran in August, he's going to be really bad in January. Well, some of those veterans played really good in August, but by the time they got to December and January, they were not playing well. I mean, Hightower's sitting in the hole to tackle Jonathan Williams. He can't get him on the ground. They just didn't play. They didn't play Jonathan Taylor. I'm sorry. They didn't play well. I mean, that's what happens to older guys. And it's not this being disrespectful to the Hightower. It's just that sometimes Mother Nature and age creeps up on everybody except Tom Brady.
We're talking to Mike Lombardi. And, Mike, you know, you look at this defensive unit, you're talking about the personnel and lack of speed. It seems like a collaborative effort, right? Bill's always going to have his hand in it, you know, and Patricia comes back, he'll have his hand in it. Then you got Steve Belichick, Gerard Mayo. How important are titles and having one voice defensively?
Well, they're going to look. Everybody's going to have a voice, but there's one architect of building the football team in the vision that he sees it, which has been the trademark of his success, whether it was in Cleveland or whether it was in New England. The philosophy of how he's going to want to build a defense is going to come from him, and then the people that work in that building are obviously going to have input, but they're not going to be philosophical input. You know, that's the key to success in the NFL, is you got somebody who's the architect.
But
then you got to have somebody built.
But even if you don't name the defensive coordinator, he's done that before. But is it still, I mean, Flores is not the name, but he's one voice. He's the, you know, like, he's the defensive coordinator. Like, that's not important?
Well, but Flores was running Bill's defense. You're missing the point. He was calling the defense, but it wasn't what Flores' vision of the Patriots was. There's a separation of that. It's going to be what Bill wants to run on defense. That's the way it should be. You know, and so that philosophically is going to take shape. And then once that does, the players fit in, and then the coach calls it. They're going to go over it. I mean, there's not really going to be a call during a game that they haven't practiced or gone over. They watch the practice tape every night as an entire staff. If he didn't like something in the game plan, he's the head coach. He's going to say, look, I don't think that's going to work. And people are going to listen because he knows.
For me, Mike, even though they spent a blank ton on offense last year during the free agency period, the offseason, yeah, they got to get faster on defense. But I personally think that they, you know, like a Calvin Ridley, if they could acquire him, like the Patriots really need that number one for Mac, because we saw what Jamar Chase did for Burrow and we saw what Steph Diggs did for Josh Allen. But I'm curious to hear from you. What do you think year two Mac Jones, whether he gets a number one or not, what do you think year two Mac Jones looks like?
Well, I think a lot better. I think his arm will improve because his lower body will get stronger. I think what Walsh always said was the first year will teach the players the system. The second year will develop his skills within the system. And so I think he'll play faster. He'll play with more confidence. I think he won't get fooled defensively like he did in Indianapolis and he throws against the Miami and he throws the pick six. I think he'll have a lot more consistency in his plays. One of the problems they had offensively was because they had a young quarterback, say you get 70 plays in a game. Well, you know, sometimes when you're a young quarterback, you only have 58 good plays. That means you have 12 bad ones. And sometimes those 12 bad ones cost you to lose a game. Next year, I don't think they'll have that.
All right, Michael, listen, man, we really appreciate taking the time again. Looking forward to talking to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, take it easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.